Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood.
Gotta get some rooster in there.
That's a rooster.
Rooster, it's time. Eddie, that's you're time. Back. How are you?
I'm good.
How's your back? Well. You look like you're stretching
it's
your
always,
back.
It's just every day something hurts.
That's parenthood, right?
Yeah, it's just what's life at this point.
You're like, that's
it's
life.
Just, it's just life.
This is what I do.
Eddie Pence, Fury Road.
So you did a show last week, right?
Show. What's that?
You did a show
I
last
did,
week.
I was doing a show last week down in Long Beach. For
the biatch.
Several people.
Where did you do it at?
Harvell's.
There's a Harvell's in Long Beach?
Yeah.
Like the same bluesy kind of club?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They do every Tuesday night, they have a comedy and burlesque show.
So you did the burlesque part?
Yeah.
Did you wear something sexy?
No. My burlesque is completely naked. That's
a show I don't want to
I don't like
for.
Leaving anything to the imagination. Ever.
You want it all out there.
Or in there.
Whichever comes first.
Whichever. Well, usually that one comes first. What'd you do?
How was your week? Well, let's stay on you for a little bit. You're like, enough about me. How was your week? How was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's just all blurs. It all blurs.
Did you see any movies?
I saw Mad Max.
What did you think?
I'm the only person in the world that doesn't like that movie.
You didn't like Mad Max?
No. Because I'm a huge fan of the original three.
Me too.
Me and
too.
This isn't.
But it's you it's can't not. Look at it like that. It's like it's
I can't look like, at it like that. That's exactly how I looked at it.
But it's kind of like remaking a
it's
movie.
It's not a remake.
Yeah, I know. But it's like a continuation of the story, essentially.
But that's not Mad Max. That character wasn't Mad Max.
Well, how was it not?
He said four things, and two of them were grunts.
Yeah, there was a lot of missing dialogue on his part. But
there's a fan theory. I just read this. My friend Dustin Jacobs, if he's listening, sent me a link.
Screech? Is that Screech Powers?
Yeah, Screech Powers sent me a link. If I knew Screech, I wouldn't be here.
That's Dustin Diamond.
But he sent me a link saying basically there's a theory going around that Mad Max, this Tom Hardy's Mad Max, is actually the feral child from Road Warrior.
Oh.
Grown up.
That makes sense.
And that's why he's sort of... And which I hope so, because that makes that Mad Max character at least justifies why... That Mad Max character was so different from Mel Gibson's Mad Max.
It would also explain why he ate a.
He ate a lizard at the beginning.
Beginning of the movie, yeah. Very. Now, am I on now?
Oh, now you are.
I just brought myself.
It's fine. It's a free for all.
I guess our special guest. I can only sit here for so long to keep quiet.
No, I know.
For God's sake, the introduction to the network is irreverent, entertaining, fun. We're none of those things. No. What are we doing here?
You were being irreverent just now when you started.
I don't even know what irreverent means.
Get this guy out of here.
How dare you use a word?
It's the opposite of reverent.
Yeah, exactly. How dare you? They use a word that none of us know. I don't know what a reverent
would anyone
means.
Listen to reverent radio?
I don't know. I don't know either word.
Well, I saw the Avengers because of you, Eddie, a week ago.
Only because of me. The largest movie in America. Well, you only saw
but you know what?
Me.
I got to be honest. I thought it was okay. It wasn't better than the first one for me.
No, it was a very crowded film.
It's a very busy movie. It was super busy.
Very crowded.
But it was still entertaining. Like, yeah. I saw a Chinese man. You were right about that theater. That's my favorite theater, period.
It's a good theater.
It sounded like you said, I saw a Chinese man.
I saw and a Chinese like, man that, at the Chinese man.
I don't recall that part.
There's like 18 billion of them, so.
There's a lot of them, but not necessarily in Avengers.
It's hard to throw a stone and not hit one.
No, because Asians are superheroes as is.
Jeez.
With the kung fu.
Oh, anyway, well, our guest, Johnny LaQuasto, our first official returning guest.
Yeah! Which means the show has taken off.
The show has taken off.
We have officially run out of people we know.
Well, yep. Let's be honest. The show network has evolved.
Yeah, we're in a better place.
We're in a better place. Has a radio show right now.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, the last time I was here in downtown, we were in a closet that had a fake window.
Yeah, well, and, there was no fake window, but our program director was sleeping next door. Mm-hmm.
So. There's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. No, anyway. It's everything. Everything seems to be elevated, but we're happy to have you back, Johnny.
Thank you.
Is it John or Johnny?
Whatever you want to call me.
Because that's, he texted me Johnny.
It's Johnny.
Yeah,
it's Johnny. It's Johnny.
That's
Johnny.
Exactly how I would hope you would bring me in.
Yep. Well, did you see Mad Max?
I did. I was in Pittsburgh this past weekend, so I had time on my hands. I saw Mad Max and Avengers in consecutive days in 3D.
That's a lot of intense.
That's a lot of 3D
movie action.
Never done that in my life. And I liked Mad Max.
Everyone liked Mad Max. I'm the only one that did.
I get your point. What I liked about it is because I guess I should have looked at it. I don't know the previous ones well enough because I saw them when I was so young. I should rewatch them. Obviously, I didn't have
Thunderdome's the only one I really remember. Like really remember.
That's because Tina Turner, probably.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah. But I liked it because the old women. The old women stole the film from me.
She was awesome.
I dug that. There were so many of them. They were great. Whereas, you know, Tom Hardy, it's funny. You're right. His dialogue wasn't – there wasn't a lot of it. And his dialogue mostly was ADR. So it was really funny to watch that.
Really – I mean, it was just – if it wasn't a Mad Max movie and that character wasn't supposed to be Mad Max, I probably would have enjoyed the movie more. But it's
because
I went
probably comparing
in,
it, though, the whole time.
Well, yeah, because it was a Mad Max movie.
Yeah, but you
– I was expecting to see Mad Max.
You know, it's kind of like Star Trek. Like – I don't compare Star Trek new to Star Trek old. I just can't because Star Trek old has a different kind of vibe to it. I mean, the special effects weren't there. It was so much cheesier.
Yeah, but the characters are the same. Like Captain Kirk is the same. It's the same basic type of character. Spock is the same basic Vulcan
William
that he was.
Bones to the bridge.
Yeah.
Bones to the bridge.
Bones is the same like hot-headed doctor that
Captain
he was.
Kirk is not the same to me. Like William Shatner and the what's his guy's name, Chris Pine.
But it's still the same. Totally it's the same. It's the me. Same character traits. It's the impetuousness, the go with your heart, your gut instinct.
How about the casting of Mad Max? Every hot chick is like the offspring of more hot people.
Well, that's how it should.
You have Lenny Kravitz's daughter. There was some other chick who's the daughter of someone famous, and then you have that the chick who was cast by
those
Michael.
Those are the breeders.
Right? Yeah. Then Rose Huntington Wheatley, who was cast out of nowhere by Michael Bay in the Transformers movie, and we had not seen her since. Well,
that's
she's in
Steven
this
Spielberg wanted what's her face gone.
Who's that?
What was the girl who's in the first two Transformer movies?
Oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
She was difficult.
Very
she
difficult.
Was fun to
but
look
yeah,
at.
It was interesting because I'm watching this movie. I'm like, why do I? I feel like I've seen these chicks before. It's like, no, I've seen their parents. And they look
parents.
Like their parents. That's what it was.
He's like, I feel old.
Like, I knew I always wanted to make love to Lenny Kravitz. Now it makes sense.
Now you know why.
Total sense.
Well, there now we go. Well, I actually did like Mad Max. I thought it was a good movie.
Everyone did.
It was a good story. Except and it kept me, like, in it. You know what I mean? Like, some movies can take you out of it.
It was a two-hour U-turn. They drove one way for an hour.
Yeah,
Mad
true.
Max goes, guys, we should go back. And they drive back.
That's the thing. When it
that's
when,
what that movie
no, you're
was.
Right. When it comes down to it, and I think, I feel like because people have been waiting 30 years for it, and the anticipation was so great, nobody wants to admit that it really was kind of silly in the grand scheme of things.
2-hour U-turn.
It was a 2-hour U-turn.
Mad Max had one point in that whole movie, was for him to go, guys, we should turn around.
This is how you guys sound. Seriously.
Yeah.
This is what Eddie and I do. We get together and we bitch.
This is the basis of our friendship.
I'm very positive that when I hang around Eddie, I get to get all my bitching out.
I'm your emotional tampon.
Yes.
Right?
And it gets bloody.
Like you soak it all up for every month, and then once a month you come and just I absorb all your negativity.
That's what it does. And then we hit each other in the face with it.
I'm your emotional tampon.
I can see that. I can see that.
And we chop each other on the chest.
That's sometimes. What friends are for.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And I did see The Avengers. Decent. Better than decent.
Decent. I look at all Marvel movies, even the ones that aren't that good, because they all just feed into this Marvel Cinematic Universe, so everything sort of leads into what's going to be the next movie. So I don't like judge them as standalone movies. I'm sort of just like, all right, let me see what characters are going to introduce here and where is this going for the next movie. That's the way I sort of judge
but
those
for
movies.
Me, it was like in the middle of the movie, there's so much stuff going on, and I just literally – and I love special effects, and I love those kind of movies. But I found myself so bored. I was like, I feel like I'm a little bit numb to all of this because so much of that happened 5 minutes
your
ago.
Your brain can only take so much before it's just like, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That and the fact that with Marvel, though, in my opinion, you're never really – you're invested, but you're never really thinking that anyone's going to die. Like, I was shocked that one person died.
Quicksilver.
Well, I don't want to give it away. But then again, everyone.
Well, if you haven't seen it by now, then
yeah,
way to go.
But I was shocked that anyone. And speaking of Offspring,
he's probably not dead. It's.
I'm trying to think the whole time. I'm like, who the hell? I know that chick that's playing Scarlet Witch. Who the hell is that? It's a freaking Olsen twins' younger sister.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize that till recently. Well,
she's actually a really good actress. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
And nepotism is running wild.
Yeah,
still.
Isn't it weird to see an Olsen twin in a blockbuster movie?
She did have the Olsen twin eyes. I think about it.
I was like, why do I know this girl?
Between the beautiful girls at Mad Max and the Avengers, it's so good to see underdogs getting roles.
People that really struggle and really work hard all those years.
You know, it's good to see that none of them had a golden spoon, and they just really worked their way up through the ranks and got cast.
Yeah. I'll take bitter for 400 hours. It has to be for someone to go in, Daddy, I want to do this. Okay.
Yeah. And then...
who's their father?
And then Aaron Spelling said, okay, Tori.
And there it is.
I'll find a role for you in 90210. Just stand over there in the corner at the Peach Pit.
If not, someone I'll make another show and you can be in that.
Oh, shit. This has been a good start.
Yeah, I seriously think I should slit my wrist.
It's good. You got to get this stuff out. Guys. You have to get this stuff out. If you don't get this stuff out, it...
And I guarantee a lot of people agree with everything we're saying.
Of course they do.
I wouldn't say a lot of people, but some people.
It's all intelligent.
Maybe older people. Maybe older comic book loving, wrestling loving.
Oh, wrestling.
Dudes. We could get it.
We could get
it. You and I already talked. We talked for.
Yeah, I did earlier today. I did Johnny's wrestling podcast.
Yeah. We already talked well over for an hour about wrestling, which will be online tomorrow.
Where can people find that?
Yeah, where can people... Let's get right to the good.
Oh, what the hell? At midnight,
let's
actually.
Let's make this a 10-minute show and get the hell out of here.
let's go watch the old Mad Maxes.
And think yes!
Think about the good old days.
Not all those movies were great, let's be honest. They were good. They were not
Road Warrior kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Road Warrior.
Yeah, that one kicked ass. And so did Thunderdome, I thought. What was the third one? That was the third one.
Mad Max was the first one.
That's right.
You know what else kicks ass? The Wrestling Compadre Slamcast.
Oh, yes. Where can you find it at?
It's going to be on iTunes on midnight. It's going to be on podcast. We're on iTunes, Podcast One, AfterBuzz TV. We're on a whole bunch of different platforms, which is really cool.
You guys just switched to Podcast One, right? You weren't Nerdist, now you're Podcast
Well, technically, one. No. The funny thing, when we were on Nerdist, we were also on Podcast One, and then Nerdist, for some unknown reason, split up with Podcast One.
You know what's funny about this conversation real quick? It's like you're continuing from like 9 months ago when you were a guest. It's like you've just continued the conversation.
Johnny and I just have long-running dialogue.
Yeah. We're like Waldorf and Statler.
Sort of.
Statler? Is that his name?
Statler and Waldorf? Yeah. Waldorf?
That's definitely us.
Waldorf.
Are those the Muppets?
The grumpy old Muppets. Yeah.
Except we're too lazy to wear suits.
Yeah.
we just wear hoodies and shitty jeans.
Not going to do all that trouble.
And you both have the same haircut.
We pretty much do. So now the funny thing, we switched over to left Nerdist, went over to AfterBuzz. They have a great relationship.
Well, explain what Nerdist is. So some listeners are like, what the hell is Nerdist?
Oh, Nerdist is a network that was started by Chris Hardwick, and his podcast is huge, and then they have a bunch of other ones. It was cool. It was a nice ride. We were there for a year, but then they had some new people come in, and they were just like, you know, we just don't see how pro wrestling fits into the Nerdist genre. And we said, well, you're ridiculous if you don't think that it fits in that genre, because at any time during the day, something pro wrestling related is trending worldwide. It's the only thing like that. But anyway, we left.
People that don't understand wrestling don't. You can't ever convince them to understand it.
It's like you and I, we're both paranormal geeks. People that don't get into the paranormal, they don't get it.
I'm going to take the iPad.
Sorry. You guys just get it. I have to take you out of the bad place.
I'm going to turn you into human centipede with that iPad.
That's coming out. You see the trailer for Centipede 3? Oh, God almighty.
That's going to be good.
My God.
You got to be happy with the Star Wars trailer. Are you happy with that?
I like how he's talking. We're talking about Human Centipede 3.
I got to change it.
So Star Wars.
I got to get something optimistic.
Star Wars is crazy.
No, but do you like the Star Wars trailer for real?
Yeah. I'm going to be sad, though, because Han Solo is going to die.
How do you? Really?
I just know he's going to die.
That's
I'm calling dumb. It right now. I'm calling that shot right now.
You're calling it 9 months
ago. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking, I was thinking.
You could be right, actually.
Chewie. I think Han Solo. Well, Chewie could die, but Han Solo is definitely dying.
Wow.
Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo dead in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Really? And George Lucas wouldn't allow it.
So you know what? I bet you by him agreeing to come back, he's like, I'll come back and kill me off.
J.J. Abrams was like, all right, whatever you want to do, just come back. We'll kill you off. Because he wanted him. He said Harrison Ford said Han Solo needed to die in Return of the Jedi.
Why? What's the reason?
To give that movie a bottom. Like a point of where it's like, it's real dark. It's real, and then they can come back up.
Yeah.
If you look, Return of the Jedi was just a little too fluffy.
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of
teddy bears beat up stormtroopers.
Little
too fluffy.
Point taken. But yeah, that would make perfect sense. I mean, plus our generation's really pumped even more so now because we see Han Solo come in and go, "Chewie, we're home." It's like, what?
Yeah.
But yet, like, Chewbacca has not one gray hair.
Didn't I explain this to you?
Yeah, you said because he's only like 300. And
Wookiees live to be 400 years old.
Right.
And he's, but he's.
In the original Star Wars, he was like 25 years old.
Yeah, but that's like, what's the conversion between human years and Wookiee years?
Well, if you think a standard human lives like 80 years and a Wookiee lives to be 40, so. But he's probably like, his actual age in Star Wars Episode 7 is probably like 35, 40 years old.
He's in his midlife
crisis. In Wookiee years.
Yeah. He just bought his first Corvette.
He wouldn't be gray looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Point taken.
He's going through his first divorce, but I mean, he's still young enough.
So, Johnny, you were actually one of our first guests when we were starting. You said third week? Remember that?
Third week.
It was last year sometime.
Yeah, it was like third or fourth week.
So tell us all the fun stuff and crazy stuff you've been up to since.
Well, like I said, the Slamcast, if you're into pro wrestling, if you're into laughing, that's pretty much right up your alley. So just look up at Wrestling Buds on Twitter or just type in Google Wrestling Compadres and it'll pop right up because the show's got a nice following, which is really cool. Before I continue, Eddie, it's 15 minutes past the hour, right, I think.
Hold on.
If you just want to stay tuned, just don't worry. We got this covered.
What are you doing?
Get the mic really close.
Yeah, I got it.
What was that for?
That, my friend, was a knife-edged chop. Delivered. Oh, yeah, you got to give me one, sorry.
It's going back?
Yeah, we don't do weather reports. We do chops at 15 past the hour. Wow, get it!
That's going to leave a mark.
That's going to, like, that's going to bruise.
That felt really good.
Dude, so what's the backstory behind that? God.
Well, the backstory is Eddie and I used to do a podcast together, and unfortunately, it got put out to pasture. And on our very, very final episode, well, Eddie and I kind of had a fake feud going. We also had a YouTube show called Off the Ropes, which we still say was very, very funny.
Underrated.
Very underrated. It just never got really picked up or caught any traction. But it's still on YouTube. If you want to Google our names and Off the Ropes, you could watch all 10 episodes, and it's really funny. So we had a fake feud going on there. And our final episode. Good, did I? I'm sorry. Our final episode.
And he's not as young as he was back then.
Got some collarbone on.
Let me see his nipple bleeding. So our final episode, we decided to. I think we chopped each other 10 times to close out the show. It was amazing.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
10 chops. I was like, you know, because in professional wrestling, when a wrestler passes away.
That was your big closer.
It's a great closer. When a professional wrestler passes away, they do it. They ring the bell 10 times. Ring bell. That's the way, like, 21 gun salute for the military.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we did a 10 chop salute.
We did. And, I mean, we had a lot of good times. There's footage of you locking me in the figure four.
I put him in the figure four. I think we crack each other over the head several times with a cookie sheet.
Yes. Wow. We should play something from either Slamcast.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let's make
that one of your clips.
Or the hardcore episode of Off the Ropes.
I'll play the hardcore episode of Off the Ropes. Here we go.
That show's really funny. Here we go.
Hardcore. Off the Ropes.
So we should probably... Should we fast episode forward eight. Certain parts?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Off the Ropes. I'm Quasto. Now, today, we're going to talk about titles.
What?
One title specifically that had a run about 15 years ago.
What?
That had 229 title reigns.
What?
And 52 different champions.
What?
What title is that?
What?
It's the hardcore title. Now.
What?
Hey, damn it, Eddie, what are you doing? Jesus.
Eddie's always mad. Talk.
About what?
About what you did to me last week.
That's all we got for you this week. Thank you for watching.
Ooh, can I cut a promo now?
Yes, Ed, cut a promo.
Move.
Jesus. So.
He cut my promo short.
Okay.
You cut my promo short.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, we have to keep the episodes under 3 minutes. People have a short attention span.
So?
Your promo was 17 and a half minutes long.
Oh, Eddie.
Anyways, first up, the man.
And then
then it gets to the end, and shit gets real.
Let me see.
Lost about 1,000 listeners.
No. It's about to pick back up. We just chopped each other.
We're getting you back.
Two hardcore champions. So who knows? We may get hardcore again with a volume 2. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Oh! Did you hear that? That was me smashing his face.
Wow.
With a cookie sheet. We'll play that again.
Wait, you hit him in the face?
With a cookie sheet.
Sure did.
Here we go.
And so who knows? We may get hardcore again with a volume 2. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
in the hardcore OC.
Oh, man, I nailed him.
Yep.
Man, you guys should see that.
Got to give it up.
Yeah, thank
Did you just
you.
Say you nail him?
I nailed him good. Man.
Eddie and I have nailed each other a lot over the years.
Give it to him good.
Real good.
Real
I mean,
good.
It's unforgettable.
It's one of those Sorry. Nights.
When Johnny and I get together, we get a little geeky about wrestling.
We get geeky about many.
A little?
Actually, everything.
A lot.
It's paranormal. We talked about that. Oh, yeah, it's another whole thing.
We ghost hunt. We've ghost hunted before.
We have. And then, of course, so we go ghost hunting. What's the one picture we take? We take a picture of us kicking each other in the nuts.
It was actually the human centipede of a ball kick.
Wait a minute. Last time you were on the show, I remember you, I think your mom or somebody that you...
My aunt.
Your aunt had like a recording.
She talked... No, no. Well, my aunt talks to spirits, but I mean, I have some EVP recordings.
Oh, you said you just went and got EVPs.
Dude, I got
recently?
Some EVPs.
What'd they say? What'd they say?
These were more...
EVPs are electronic voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I went to Gettysburg. I go to Gettysburg every year. And yeah, got some EVPs. Not quite as good as the one last year, but I got a couple good ones to where like it's very apparent something is there. Just
That's
not
crazy.
Like a lot of legible stuff, but I'll play it for you.
What, is it like, boo?
I was actually at the Texas Monument, which
Eat
is where...
Eat your Wheaties.
Yeah. Put a jacket on, it's cold. I was at the Texas Monument
fart.
Where my aunt actually speaks to a lot of the Confederate soldiers there, and for some reason they contact her, and I was just there for like 15 minutes, and I forget what it was. If you want to tell me your name, or and then like here's like very odd, like out of the blue, obvious because I'm standing in front of the monument. There's no one else around me, and it's clearly not a noise made by the wind. It's so I say something like, "Yeah, do you want to tell me your name?" Or and then right after you hear, yep.
Huh.
Pretty neat. His name's Huh.
Maybe it's like a huh.
Huh.
Maybe I should.
No one's asked me my name in a while.
Maybe I should tell them the name.
My golly.
That would be a good idea.
No one's asked me my name in 150 plus years. Huh.
Hey, Jeb, what should I do? Tell him your name.
He's like, huh. Okay, Cap.
And then he leaves.
Huh.
Where you going?
So that was that.
Good stuff.
So tell me why you go to Gettysburg every year. Just for that?
Just fascinated with the Civil War. I'm a Pennsylvanian. I'm a native Pennsylvanian. I'm a big history buff, but especially the Civil War. It's just the whole thing dumbfounding to me. If you think about it, 150 years is not a long time.
No, it's not.
Yet 150 years ago, our country fought each other primarily, not just over slavery, but primarily because of slavery.
Yeah.
That's only 150 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
it's still
not
fighting,
a long time.
Though. It's still.
It was slavery. It was basically. Because I grew up in Virginia, so I grew up in.
So you're.
I'm a huge. Huge. And all that stuff.
You're a big Confederate fan. You love the Confederacy.
Love Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah, of course.
Love his work.
Robert E. Lee is your favorite of all time.
Love his work. When I was a child, before I knew better, I did like the Confederacy, but I didn't know what the war was about.
Because you like gray better than
blue. I just like the uniforms.
Right.
I thought the uniforms were better looking.
I'll give you that. The museum there, you can see them both. And I'll be honest with you, I'm checking it out. I'm like, yeah, I gotta lean towards the gray.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
well,
stylish.
It's like the same thing with like the Nazis. Like if you didn't really know what was going on, like those Nazis had some sharp uniforms.
They had some power suits.
Way better than the American uniforms.
Really allowed for high steps.
But then you figure out what's about, you're like, ooh, okay.
You're like, oh, wait.
Well, you know, the funny thing is with all the Nazi stuff, there's so much technology with microphones and stuff that everybody still uses today because they were just...
That's because Nazis were in contact with aliens and they reverse engineered most of their technology.
And hatred breeds technology.
Huh. That's interesting. Huh. Seriously.
So, yeah, that's what goes on. But you're right, Confederacy, I mean, they had it going on uniform-wise.
Yeah. I think you should rock that shit. Rock that shit and just like cruise around.
Oh, I used to wear. I used to have. I used to. I think in fourth grade, I was Robert E. Lee for Halloween.
Get the hell out of town!
Really? I was in Virginia.
But your parents were like, "All right."
It was. Yeah. Well, it was kind of like, you know.
Speaking of your parents, oh my god!
You know,
do you still have the audio recording of you talking to your dad about pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I don't think I have it on,
oh, God.
On the internet anywhere.
What was it about?
I have to explain this to everyone. Whoever's listening, this is genius. So Eddie secretly recorded his dad and him having a conversation about pro wrestling.
So good.
And his dad just doesn't understand why Eddie likes it so much. And you hear his dad just going, I just don't get
it. Fake.
It's fake. It's fake. And then my favorite line
is
going,
it's not real.
It's just gross.
I wonder if I could dig that up.
You're trying hard not to giggle your ass. My favorite is, it's just gross.
Well, the thing is, I actually had to edit out all the profanity. Because he was dropping some, like, shits. And just,
really?
Like, oh,
we,
yeah.
Did we play that on the show?
We did. After I beeped out.
Yeah.
It was a beep-ridden.
He's sitting there in his dad chair. It's just gross.
He's just like heckling you, dude. He's like, Eddie, you need to grow. Because
I think
that's
right. You went home and you were going through your attic to find all your old wrestling figurines. Your dad's like, "What the hell are you doing?
Why are you messing with that?
It's so stupid."
Wait, is Colton a big wrestling fan?
He's into the wrestling video games.
Oh,
which means he'll love wrestling.
We'll see.
He's six now, right?
Yeah.
He's getting to that age where, like, some of my first wrestling memories are 5 to 6. So
he's
going to
soon realize he's going to be like, my dad needs to grow up.
My dad's awesome as crap.
You got to start bringing him to events, man. Get him hooked.
I want to take him to live. I'm trying to figure out the perfect time.
Well, dude, bring him to Championship Wrestling anytime. I'll tell you whenever our tapings are. It's a bit of a hike, but you could bring him.
I mean, I will do
it's
that.
Free. All you got to do is drive to Ventura.
This is riveting radio, guys.
We'll do that.
I think it's entertaining. I love shows that don't have a plan. It's my favorite kind.
It's like live improv on the air. I love it.
It's pretty much
I love it. So, Johnny, what have you been up to besides Gettysburg?
Johnny's always busy.
Are you performing
Johnny's
anywhere?
One of those guys. Like, Johnny's one of those guys where you're like, dude, just take a break. Just stop.
Pedal
well,
to the metal.
It's funny you say that.
Just
I am.
Relax for a little bit.
I am taking a break. Going to Brazil tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm only going because it was a no-brainer. I have a friend from college. I also happen to be a physical therapist. She's a PT, works with a great company, and she has to go there for a conference. And she's like, look, if you can fly over here, my company's paying for everything. I'm going to expense everything. And I had enough miles, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to Brazil for like $200. I can't say no.
That's crazy.
So I'm going for a week. I'm going to bring like 9 decoy wallets, 9 decoy phones. I may just bring a decoy person to be me.
Yeah, be careful.
And
crime
just stay here.
Crazy.
That's what I've heard. It's going to be interesting.
I had a cleaning lady that was from Brazil, and she said that she had 3 cars stolen from her, and she was held at gunpoint 4 times.
Jesus.
I was like, what? Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Like, the crime there is pretty... But, I mean, I have friends that are also from Brazil that are like, nah, that's crazy.
I know.
But, you know, my parents have been there, and they had no problems, and they said it was amazing.
I'm not taking
any
chances.
They also are dark.
Right. I'm not taking any chances, and I'm not. I'm pale as fuck. But I'm going to bring my Intercontinental Championship fanny pack, and I'm putting my real shit in the fanny pack, and I'm going to put a decoy wallet and phone
in my...
Dude,
you have a fanny pack?
I do.
I would steal that fanny pack.
Did you hear that, everybody? He's gonna put his real shit on.
I bought it in a Denver. I bought it in a store in Denver. It's an 80s inspired store where all you would love it. It's all things that we never thought we'd see again from the 80s. There was a fanny pack, a WWF fanny pack that is only for people like 8 and younger. So my dad actually had to rig it over Christmas to fit around my fat waist.
I love how you asked your dad to do that.
I didn't know how to do it. My dad pulled it off, and so now I have a fanny pack that fits, and it's amazing.
Wow. Dude, that why are you not rocking that 24/7?
I should have brought it with me.
You
but
really
I gotta,
do need to wear that more.
Yeah,
fanny packs.
I think I might wear it to the airport. I might wear it to LAX. I think
they are the original man purse, I think.
Oh yeah,
fanny packs.
Fanny packs are amazing.
How did that name even come about, really?
Well,
fanny packs.
Well, it's a pack you put around your fanny.
Well, technically. Yeah, I mean, most people wear it in the front, though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more of a dick pouch. It's more of a dick pouch.
Dick
really.
Pouch.
Eddie knows a lot about
it. It's a ball
sack,
too.
Yeah, I don't see why. Fanny pack really is not the appropriate name.
So what are you most excited to do in Brazil?
I'll be honest with you. I don't really have any plans because I know my friend has a friend who lives there. She lives in Copacabana. Didn't even know that was a real place. Apparently it is.
Not just a song.
I know. So honestly, I'm just going to fly by and just enjoy it and see what happens. And then,
are you going to be a drug mule?
I'm okay with it. I mean, look, as long as I have all my organs at the end of it, I'm willing to be put to work.
I think you should see how much cocaine
fit in
you
my
can
ass.
Put in your asshole.
The question is, though, where am I transporting it to?
I mean, back here.
If you're going to put coke in my ass. Oh, back here.
Yeah. Drug mule back to the States.
And then flip it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, guys. Shit.
I could make a lot of money. Good cocaine from Brazil would probably draw a high price. I wouldn't tell people it was in my ass.
No. No, of course not. No.
That's unprofessional.
No.
It's very unprofessional to tell people that.
No, you'd tell like them you have finger. A whole thing.
Yeah.
It was in your fanny pack.
What if you and I really did...
That's where your fanny pack is, your butthole.
What if I come back and like you and I just, at the same time, we've both just had it, and we devise a plan and just becomes undercover smugglers. Drug dealers? Ugh. That's not a...
We should write a buddy comedy where we go to South America and become drug mules.
And how does it go about happening? That's the question.
And we just spend the first hour and a half of the movie figuring out who wants to pack cocaine in their ass first.
It's kind of like a U-turn for 2 hours.
No, you do it. Yeah.
That's not.
That would be
idea.
An uncomfortable plane ride. And that's like a, 14-hour plane ride? Something like that?
Be like the old Bing Crosby, Bob Hope movies.
I thought you were going to say Bing Crosby, David Bowie singing Little Drummer Boy. That's what I was
that
hoping.
Too?
But that's not even close.
Whatever. However we get the cocaine in our ass, that's what's important. Doesn't matter what we're
in
listening
peace
to.
On earth. Can it we got cocaine.
Someone sings Christmas carols while they're packing the cocaine in the other one's butt.
That's actually Human Centipede 4.
That's a terrible that's grunt.
Oh my god.
That's too much of a visual.
Not to point out the obvious, but Eddie, it is once again 15 minutes past the hour.
Seriously?
It's about that time again. Who goes first this time? Let's paper, rock, scissors. Paper, rock, scissors. Wait. Let me think what they are again. Paper, rock, scissors. Okay, got it. One, two, shoot.
Wait.
Okay. No, you got to go on three.
Two, shoot. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what are we doing? One, two, three, then go. One, two, three, go.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I thought it was the scissors.
No, that was that.
All right, so you chop me first. Okay,
here it comes. Here it comes, ladies and gents.
Dude, don't wind up, you
prick. A slap to the face.
Oh!
I think you got nipple.
That hurt my hand.
Is that backhand?
I hurt my hand.
Is that backhand?
No, I didn't backhand. That was. But I think I hit it so hard you felt bone.
Well, that's because I have a strong
chest. We should get Nikhil in on this.
No.
Do you want me to backhand you or forehand
definitely
you?
A yours.
Is that backhand?
No. This is a your thing.
Forehand you.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
No, I went like that.
Okay, so that's all I'll do.
Here comes the next one. Oof.
Oh, God,
that was not even.
Whatever. Give me one of these. Okay, sorry. Here we go.
Oh,
dude, how come you just volunteered for three?
Oh man, Eddie,
I'm telling you, you don't need caffeine. Just find a friend to chop you.
Oh my god, that will wake you up.
Did that get you a little bit?
Feeling better about doing?
I'm
the
glad
show?
You got the See? Left pec because the right pec is bruised from the first one. So now,
you hit me even. In the same spot twice.
Well, that's the smart thing to do,
dude. I hope this doesn't heal for at least a couple days. So like, I'm walking around red chested.
I hope you have a big handprint on your chest.
Big turkey, yeah, dude. You're gonna have a big turkey.
They're gonna think of some part of some weird cult. This fucking hand on my chest.
It's a Mayan!
Yeah. Does anyone need cocaine smuggled?
I got just a big fanny pack.
I got a venue if you want to put your cocaine in it.
I got a big fanny pack.
So are you performing anywhere in Hollywood or in the L.A. Basin?
I actually am doing one show in Brazil. It's an English...
You're doing stand-up?
Really? You're doing stand-up in Brazil?
Yeah, I found that English-speaking comedy show in Rio, and I'm supposed to do it on Monday night. Unless it all falls through. I don't know, but I'm supposed to do it.
How much time are you doing?
It's going to be in some dark alley. Dude.
Yeah, right? I figured, why not? I might as well do it.
You're going to get cocaine in your ass that night.
That's where I become a drug mule.
Yeah.
I go to do stand-up, I leave as a drug mule, and...
That's how you get stage time.
Yeah.
And how many kilos is how many minutes you get.
Then they play Smash Mouth at the end.
They're just waiting for you. They're like, just wait for the American comedians to come over here and look for a show.
These sons of bitches, man. They got ass cracks that need filling.
That just sounds shady. You're doing comedy in Brazil.
It's supposed to be. But no, as far as when I come back, I'm in Denver the last weekend in June. But other than that, I don't know. I haven't really even thought about shit. I got to get on. I'm doing La Jolla Comedy Store June 5th and 6th down in San Diego. So that'll be cool. Really looking forward to that. Other than
that,
I haven't.
Did you do that?
No, I got bumped that weekend.
The one with Halpin?
Yes.
Wait, when
you say
bumped, that means you got bumped off?
The guy that was headlining is filming an hour special and wanted to run his hour. And so part of my time got cut out, so they just rescheduled me.
Oh, that sucks.
Nah, I didn't mind. I, to be honest with you, that's...
Does that happen a lot?
We have somebody calling.
Oh, shit.
Does that ever happen?
Did you just put theme music to the phone call?
Oh, hello. Hello. Welcome to Wake Up Hollywood.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Who is this?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong show.
Oh, that's fine. what show do you think you're calling?
Oh, I'm tripping.
What?
y'all doing?
No, well, what's your name? Let's talk a little
bit. We're talking about becoming drug mules in Brazil. So is that what you want to talk about?
In Rio.
Wait, this is odd. That's weird that I'm on the air, but ask me that question again.
So we were talking about, I'm going to Brazil, and we were talking about how I might become a drug mule. So we're if you want to talk about that topic, join in.
Wow.
He's going to Rio. So.
You just like opened the door into the wrong room, but yeah. It's okay. Wait. Now you're here. Now you're here. Now you're an accomplice.
Right. Did you say a drug dealer?
No, a drug mule. Like basically, I'll be a drug transporter in my ass.
So wow. Well, I guess that that's probably the reason why I called the wrong number, because I'm high right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Good for you. You know what? We're all just vessels.
I don't know anything about that type of stuff, but you can ask me some about music.
All right. Okay. Well, what do you do? You're a musician?
What's the best music to when if I'm going to put cocaine in my ass?
This?
Oh, man.
I mean.
Oh, shit. You're going to have to go back to the 60s and the 70s with that one.
See, I like that. That's cool.
I got about 10 albums in my garage that'd be perfect for something like that.
I think vinyl is the way to go, personally.
Yeah.
Get an LP on there.
That's the best sound.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Actually, really.
Yeah, you got to get all them freaky, weird sounds up in there.
Yeah, you want to be able to hear all of this.
Exactly. Hey, what radio show is this?
What radio show do you want it to be?
This is Wake Up Hollywood. But
we can, Wake Up Hollywood.
We can change that name.
Wow.
I think you meant to call the show.
Well, who are you trying to call besides the Ghostbusters?
My other boy, Dyer Lansky, had a show, and this was the other number that they had the last time I called.
Oh.
I bet it's the show before our show.
It's probably the show before our show.
No, it's on right now on Channel 2.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, no, we're on Channel 2. Your friend has been informing you with incorrect information.
The universe
called
wants
to die for a radio show.
Oh shit! You hear that?
The universe wants you to call this show.
Are you grooving to this yet?
Wow!
Did he hang up?
I think he hung up.
I feel like if I missed
that guy already.
If I get robbed in Brazil, I feel like that's the music I'm going to hear.
You're going to hear this while they're just cramming kilos and kilos of cocaine up your butt.
What are you playing? What's that song?
I Go to Rio?
Oh, I don't know
by
that
Pablo
song.
Cruz?
No, okay. I don't know that song.
You never heard that song?
I was expecting Copacabana, but I think that's
the song. I was thinking Brandon.
Well, you said you're going to Rio. That's where you're doing the stand-up show.
Well, I'm going to Sao Paulo first, but my friend's already there, and she's like, Sao Paulo's kind of scary. So we're going to go to Rio, I think, after a couple days.
That's exciting.
Oh, I'm down, man. I can't wait.
Dude, you got to go to Iguazu Falls. You got to do that.
What's that?
It's like Niagara Falls, but better. You got to do it. Seriously, remember that.
So instead of going to my comedy show, go to Zagru Falls?
Yeah. Iguazu Falls. It's the shit.
And that's
honestly,
also,
it's one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen.
Oh, he's calling back.
Can
he's
I also
back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello? What happened? Did you get hung up? What happened? Hello?
You there?
Oh, he's trying to call the other show.
He's like, son of a...
We're done.
He hung up again.
Damn it. I think he enjoyed he enjoyed our company, though.
Yeah.
What other radio show do you call in? They start playing Pablo Cruz. I Go to Rio. Talking about cocaine being crammed in your butt.
Yeah, exactly. This is Wake Up Hollywood.
Wake Up Hollywood.
Wake Up Hollywood.
That's right.
All right, so you're going to be in Denver when you come back, and then?
Well, Denver at the end of June. Throughout most of June, I'm going to be in town. I'm shooting a couple acting-type things, so I have to stay in
town.
You can
say porn. It's okay.
Well.
That's quote. That goes without saying at this
they're
point.
Short films.
It goes without saying at this point.
When I do porn, it's a short film, trust me.
Three minutes of pleasure.
3 minutes. Ooh, you.
Well, that's including credits.
Yeah.
And dialogue.
Intro.
Intro music.
Character development.
I generally like credits to go in the beginning for a good.
And undressing, because you wear several layers.
I wear a lot of layers. I'm very uncomfortable.
The actual sex act is 3-4 seconds.
3-4 pumps.
Lots of trunk.
It's pretty much it.
No, I don't know what that is.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get the job done. So, I'll be in town and just trying to do spots around the city. Living for the city.
That's right. Good quote, Stevie Wonder.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
That's it, but nothing nothing too crazy. I got a film that's finished. If you want to go to thethumbwrestler.com.
Oh, yeah, talk about The Thumb Wrestler.
Yeah, let's talk about your movie. Wait, how are you getting
Eddie's
this?
In it. Eddie's in the movie.
You're in the movie?
Yeah, damn right he is.
I have more lines than Mad Max. Well, no, I have less lines than Mad Max.
Well, not many. You don't have that many less lines. And also, we didn't have to ADR you.
Yeah, I didn't grunt, Tom Hardy.
You... No, you didn't grunt, actually. That's a good point. You did not grunt. But yes, Eddie's in the film. It took me 2.5 years to finish, mainly because of scheduling and editing and blah, blah, blah. But it's finally done, and it's being submitted to festivals. But you can check it out. Go to thethumbwrestler.com or facebook.com/thethumbwrestler. And click like. We go to Rio! So, yeah.
What's it about? Obviously a thumb wrestler, but tell us more.
It's my favorite genre of movies are like UHF, Naked Gun, Airplane, Hot Shots.
Yeah.
It pays homage to homage or whatever, however you say that word.
Homage.
It pays homage.
Homily.
It pays homage.
Homage.
To, it pays homage to that genre of movies. It's just under a half hour long, and at some point I'm going to do an LA premiere, but for now I got to just submit to festivals and pray that.
You have any luck with the festivals?
I've submitted to 12. I've been rejected by 2. Unfortunately, not going to Maui. Fuck Hawaii. Anyways, am I right?
You know why? Because
I'm going to Rio.
You're going to Rio.
There you go. Yeah! So, yeah.
That's got to be fun, though.
I got to start submitting to a lot more. I've gotten to 12 so far, but I got to get on my horse and submit to as many as possible.
Wait, you have a horse?
Yeah. That's when I go on my laptop is when I'm sitting on
that's
my
horse. That's where he keeps most of his cocaine.
It's a Budweiser Clydesdale. They have huge asses to. Yeah. They're the original drug deal.
All right, so the thumb wrestler, what's it about?
In those commercials, it's not snow, it's cocaine. What? It's just a silly. It's a comedy. It's about Battle Axe Tommy America, who's the extreme thumb wrestling champion of the world. And there's trials, there's tribulations. It'll tug at your heartstrings. And I say that all.
Yes, there's some really funny performances in it.
Yes.
By a lot of very talented people.
Very funny guy, John Huck, hilarious in the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's been a guest on our radio show before.
Yep. Dewan Owens, who is now a series regular on a show on Oprah's network. He's amazing. Alex Klein, super funny guy. Josh McCookin, Knapsack. It's a really fun movie. I'm really proud of it. I think there's a lot of laughs, and there's a lot of subtle jokes that you might not get the first time around. And those are my favorite kind of movies. That's why I think – that's one of the reasons I think people love movies like Big Lebowski.
I like how it's an homage to Naked Gun, but it's like – it's got subtle jokes.
Well, there are some jokes in Naked Gun that aren't that
and
subtle.
Airplane is very obvious.
That's kind of like – that's an over-the-top comedy.
Yeah. Okay, I see your point. There's some that are way over – we have gags that are way over the top, and then we have gags that are right in your face as well. But then there's also some subtle ones that you don't quite get right away. So it's a little bit of both.
Mm. And so it's a roller coaster ride of comedy, basically.
Eddie's in there. Eddie plays Gary.
You know, I get butterflies when I hear that sound bit. Anyways. So how long did it take you to film it and edit it and all that stuff?
From start to finish, about 2.5 years. Way too long.
Wow.
But, you know, it's done.
Hey, do it. Why don't you do an L.A. premiere somewhere?
I want to, but I know festivals are weird about that.
Oh, yeah. They want to be the first.
Because they want it to be the first, yeah.
If they all don't let me in, then I'm going to have the biggest premiere of all time. And just say, hey, I swear to God, this is good.
You should do the man's IMAX.
Oh, that'd be great.
Can you rent that out? No.
Yeah, if you have money, you can rent it out.
Which I don't.
It's gotta be a lot. Yeah, but you will if you go to...
That's our storyline for the movie. We want to premiere our movie at a big theater, but we don't have the money, so we start to smuggle cocaine in our asses. And then we come back, we flip that cocaine, we make the money liquid, and then we put it all into a movie premiere.
We premiere a short film at the
And then it's the most anticlimactic ending of a film of all time, but it just might.
We're the biggest morons of all
time. We could be this generation's Half-Baked.
I like it. Is there going to be a sequel? You going to make something else?
No.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Toe wrestler?
It's 30 minutes long. How did it take you 2.5 years to make?
It wasn't so much me. It was just my editor is incredibly busy and just had so much going on. And then there were certain times during my life.
You know, my co-host is a good video editor.
I know that. No, trust me. There were times where I thought about, you know, having Eddie help. But once one person signs on, I just wanted to have him.
But there's also like a lot of people working, like everybody was working for free. A lot of people working for free. So it was like you have to work around their schedules.
Exactly. Exactly.
Money.
You know.
Thanks.
Money.
So
yeah, it just took a while. And then there were parts of my life where like I was barely sleeping and I didn't have time to really contribute that much to it. So it was a long process. And then I went through final, you know, cutting footage because I want to get it under 30 minutes. And then, you know, that's how it goes. But it's done. I think it's really cool. And the few people that have seen it really like it. So
you don't have it on YouTube or anything yet?
Hell no. I have a website, thethumbwrestler.com. You could watch the trailer. And the thing I'm most proud of is with the film, I did an Indiegogo campaign, but I didn't do it to raise money for me. I did it to raise money for the Angel 34 Pediatric Cancer Foundation because cool. I was like, if I'm going to do a fundraiser, it's not going to be for me because if I can't afford to do the film on my own, then I shouldn't do it. I understand Kickstarter and shit, but I feel like a lot of it's gotten played out. So I raised Indiegogo and gave all the money to pediatric cancer. So wow. I was really proud of that for the film, and it says that in the credits and all that good stuff. So
that's very cool.
It's a film with a good heart.
You want to play the trailer?
Yeah, so play the trailer.
I mean, yeah, sure. What go. The hell?
The thumb wrestler trailer.
In a world. I'm just kidding.
Duh.
Huh.
I want you to win.
Former Marine, the only person I'd want in a fighting hole with me is Battle Axe Tommy American.
We love the Battle Axe!
And he cured my diabetes. You know the rules for tonight? There are none. Just extreme wrestling with your thumbs.
I'm ETW's ring girl. Well, like, since I dropped out of high school, at least.
This guy don't believe the moon is real.
I sure don't.
It's kind of hard to listen to the trailer and get any sense out of it.
I've been following the Battle Axe since I was a little kid, because I didn't have a real dad growing up.
This is.
Bam.
That's it.
Very nice. Yeah, our studio audience loves it.
Just imagine the visuals.
Right, imagine the visuals. What I like most about the trailer is I loathe movies that give away the funniest parts in the trailer. I hate, like, we see it every year, multiple movies. You right. can tell in the trailer the funniest parts. That trailer has absolutely nothing from the actual film.
Really?
I purposely filmed extra footage just for the trailer. All the stuff you hear or see, when the testimonials with people, that's not in the movie. The doctor screaming, "I'm a doctor and I don't know what this is," has nothing to do with the movie. We were shooting, and that was actually John Huck, who's
it's
hilarious,
kind of funny.
And a good friend of ours. I said, we had this massive machine in this hospital we're shooting. I said, you know, John, just stand next to this machine and scream, "I'm a doctor, and I don't know what this is!" Like, make it all really like soap opera-y. And he did, and I said, boom, that's in the trailer. Because in a movie like this, you don't need to know what the story is. You just right. want it to be ridiculous.
Right.
And so the only thing that's in the movie is the referee saying, you know the rules tonight, there's no rules, whatever, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't tell you the story. And there's no jokes in the
trailer.
Don't
you think that'll work against your movie, though? That's like if you don't give a teaser?
Hell no, because that trailer, if you watch the trailer, you know exactly what it's about. You can tell it's a goofy comedy. It's called The Thumb Wrestler, and you're not going to give any jokes away. I hate when they do that.
And he's not trying to sell tickets.
Right,
exactly.
So it's going to festivals. And
yeah, that's true.
And everyone that has seen the trailer said, you know what? That trailer's, it's enough to make me want to see the film. And
that's awesome.
That's what I wanted. So it was fun to shoot extra stuff that is not even part of the movie.
Are you a thumb wrestler, Eddie, in it?
No, I'm a thug.
Ooh.
Well, I'm Gary
thug
Henchman.
Life.
Gary
His
Henchman.
First and last name is actually Gary Henchman.
Gary Henchman. Which I pitched a whole another movie to Johnny about Gary Henchman.
Well, now that we have this drug mule idea.
trying to go straight.
Now we have the, wait, we missed the chop wheel.
The chop five.
When does the show actually end?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh, God, really?
Slap yeah. each other silly.
So should we close on the chops and wait 2 more minutes?
We can wait 2 more minutes.
All right, let's
close on the chops.
I don't know if we could close at 8:50. I don't know. I go to Rio and
so
I
where
put
can people find you one more time?
Ass. on Twitter at jquasto, JQUASTO, jlocomedy.com. I almost burped. jlocomedy.com. And, you know, the Wrestling and Padres Slamcast, Eddie's on this week, so boom.
I am on this week, so check it out.
That's right. And the Thumb Wrestler. Please go to the Facebook page, click like, because that, you know, when a festival's looking at our Facebook page and says, oh, there's 2,000 likes on that page. That's nice.
That's good.
Us.
That's good. They're good.
Stuff. It
good
helps stuff. Us a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and this was a hilarious hour. I laughed my ass off a lot this week.
That's what it's about. That's what we do. We like to make,
we come up with
make it entertaining.
Two movie ideas.
Yep. Well, that's why when I asked Eddie, I said, what do you want to do? He's like, I don't know. I said, all right, that's all we need.
Let's just stick around. That's it.
I like it. I like it.
So that's it.
Well, why don't you guys slap each other silly so we can sign each other out?
All right.
I mean, it's 8:48.
Do it. Right. Do it. It's going to take you a little bit to get, you know, right, situated.
Let's do paper, rock, scissors.
Paper, rock, scissors. I am going to slit
my wrist. 1, 2.
Hey! So I get to go first.
Oh, shit. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! Ooh, that's a good one, wasn't it? I came up from the top.
It hurts. I can feel how much it stings. Make it count, Eddie. Okay. Make it count. Oh.
Woo! Oh.
That's going to leave a mark. That's
and the worst part is you hit the same spot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I worked the same body part. I watched a lot of Ric Flair wrestling when I was a kid.
I'm borderline bleeding.
Yeah. You work the same body part. You don't keep moving around.
I think I'm bleeding in my chest.
Well, you guys I know where you're going to be bleeding. Up tonight.
Oh, what a show.
I know where you're going to be bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, thank you for coming back. You're our first returning guest.
Oh, man, I hope it was worth it.
For you. I like it because there's no pressure with the returning guest. We can just dick around.
Which we did. We dicked around. We asked around. We chopped around.
Solid 50 minutes of dicking
no,
around.
No, but you actually had like the movie come out, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun stuff, you know.
It's what we do.
That's right.
It's good.
All right, everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny, for being a guest.
Of course.
Thanks, Jay Quaz. JLocomedy.com, TheThumbWrestler.com. Check out the Wrestling Compadres podcast on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the
iTunes, Podcast One,
pertinent information.
AfterBuzz, all that good stuff, yeah.
All right.
Making it happen, gentlemen.
Nikhil.
I like it. Eddie.
Have a good night.
See you guys next week.
Later.